This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're grooming ski trails. The Nordic Skiing Association of Anchorage has a long list of tasks, from ski lessons to biathlon training to races, but almost all of their focus is devoted to one thing, grooming trails. Ann Gore is the executive director of the NSAA, and she says the group is one big snow club.
It's pretty clear in our business that everybody loves it when it snows. The more it snows, the better. And if it's the soft, fluffy, powdery snow, we love it.
But the 2013 snow year has been a poor one. You might think that would mean less work for the NSAA, but Gore says it's the opposite.
We are capable of converting this hard pack ice into skiable snow, but it does take more hours from our staff and more fuel that we're burning up because we're driving the machines for longer hours and going over the tracks multiple times.
And that extra work can be taxing on a group that's run mostly by volunteers. Gore says the NSAA has about 100 volunteers, but only 6 full-time employees, 4 of them groomers. Ben Powell is one of them, and right now he's showing me his groomer parked outside the headquarters in Kincaid Park.
This one's about 36 feet long, I think, and it's about 18 feet wide, and they're actually pretty light. They're made to go on snow, so they look big, but they're not heavy.
Powell says the rig works on the snow, or in this case, the ice, in 3 parts. The front has claws that scrape the ice, the treads in the middle have blades that chop the ice, and then the tiller in the back smooths the snow-like material that's left behind. Powell says it sounds complex, but it's not.
Grind it. Smithereens. It's kind of like if you put something in a mixer and just kept grinding it, or put it in your blender. Just kept chopping it until you get the right consistency. Chop, 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 chop.
Today, we're going to do some grooming for the Kincaid Biathlon Stadium. But first,
what's your favorite soundtrack when you're grooming?
You know,
I'm thinking he's got to say something like Led Zeppelin. You're driving a huge rig. It's loud. You're cranking gears. Yeah, that's grooming music right there.
I think Fresh Air, Meinham Steamroller, some of my favorite grooming music.
Not what I was expecting, but it does sort of make sense. Powell usually grooms at night when the trails are empty. He says it's peaceful, sometimes even meditative. But on an icy day like today, we can't listen to music because we need to hear what the groomer is doing.
We see our product out the back, but we can't see a lot of what our actual tool is doing, so our ears tell us a lot of what we need to know.
Things like whether or not the tiller is grinding too hard into the ice. Powell says you have to listen for that perfect balance.
Like the Tibetan singing bowls. It kind of, the noise comes on slowly, but then you just keep adjusting things by the noise.
Powell says even though it seems repetitive, he never tires of his job. He's always trying to perfect his craft, and he rarely has a boring night.
Oh, I've had just about every crazy thing happen there is. The most interesting thing that happens with the animals, if we have a high rabbit population, the owls will sit up in a tree, and they'll actually wait until the groomer goes by, and when the lights hit a rabbit, they tend to freeze. And so it's really scary. You're sitting here, and all of a sudden, there's an owl right here. They'll actually come and fly right over top of the snowcat and hit a rabbit 100 feet out or so.
As we finish up our 5th lap on the biathlon trail, I'm starting to see some progress. What was basically an ice rink is starting to form into a mixture of ice and what looks like fresh snow. It's happening slowly, though.
This is a really good example of how we recover a trail. And, you know, if you just gave up easy, you'd take one or two passes and say, oh, I can't do it. But what happens is, after you've done it a while, it'll really start coming around. So tenacity and being too dumb to quit is kind of part of the job.
And that kind of tenacity is what has kept the NSAA going strong for more than 50 years. Executive Director Ann Gore says their group has been around almost as long as we've been a state.
I'm not sure what it says about our city, but I think some people would definitely say this is a ski town. It's always been a ski town. It's a really important part of our city's history, and it's definitely interesting to look back at how skiing has been a part of this place for as long as we've existed.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.